This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink, take your seat, and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another special presentation, a special edition, a Laugh-In Isolation Theater here on the Place to Be Nation Bump Feed. I'm Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us. We have a fun group watch tonight. I got funny guys, maybe some funny girls showing up. Who knows? But we're going to, watch a funny movie. That's kind of what we do here. Let me get them on and let's get the movie going. So first, let me introduce the one, the only, Tim Cable. Tim, how are you tonight?
Well, Andy, this is just like an NWO party. It's all guys and no girls. What is that about?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to be watching a movie. We might be joined by some special guests later. I hope so. Fingers crossed. And I apologize for the quality of my audio if it is not great right now, because I am in a somewhat compromised situation. But I was glad to be a part of this here tonight, and I am looking forward to it. Thank you.
Cool. Fun time. Also joining us, Jacob Williams. Jake, what's up, man?
Not much. I'm excited to watch this iconic 90s teen film. And as Tim said, if we do have some run-ins, I think it would fit the theme of this movie, as this is about a party. And as we all know about parties, people tend to run in. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Very, very so apropos.
I feel like it will be like a real party where we're all trying to get women to come and then they just don't end up showing up.
It's like high school all over again. Also joining us.
Not that I'd know anything about that.
Also, rounding out our group for right now, the one, the only, Grunberg. Grunie, what's up, man?
Hey, y'all. I want to see Seth Green at his best right here. I'm doing all right, though. I'm doing good, Just sitting here waiting to press the play button and watch this movie.
All right. Cool. We're all sitting here ready to watch this movie here on the Netflix. By the way, the movie we're watching, Can't Hardly Wait, from 1998.
Can't Hardly Wait. That's my life story.
See, what happens is, Calvin leaves and I get, everything goes to shit.
Can't Hardly Wait, sorry, Mayor McCheeseburger.
This is going.
I know we didn't even get on the rails. Okay. Yes, this is.
Did you guys just get the message from Calvin?
We just got a special dispatch. We just got a special dispatch. Grudy, why don't you break the news right here?
Someone hit a telephone pole outside of Calvin's house and knocked all of his phone technology off.
So he is out. So Calvin is out. That's one run-in we will not be getting tonight. Calvin Crowell will not be joining us as we initially expected. Pulling the curtain back a little bit here. This is how the sausage is made, folks. Sorry. We thought we would have Calvin with us, and we've just gotten confirmation that tragically this will not happen.
That's a turd in the punch bowl, huh?
Turd in the punch bowl life right there.
All
right.
That's a heel turn.
Yes.
That's amazing. I'm glad we could bring this late breaking news live as it happened on this live watch.
Place to Be Nation first.
Not here. Telephone pole.
All right. All right, Calvin, we hope everything's okay at your house. Well, we got to start our movie here. So, yes, we're watching 1998's Can't Hardly Wait, teen comedy. Lots of faces at the time that weren't known, but now are well known. So this is also Tim and Grunie's first time watching this all the way through. So it's going to be fun
That's right.
with their perspectives as Jake and I kind of fill them in on what's going on and things they may miss that, you know, we may not catch up on, but it's a typical quintessential 90s high school party kind of thing. So we're all watching this on the Netflix, and we're all queued up at 000. So we're, you guys all ready to start the movie?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ready. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, shit. Someone just hit my telephone pole.
Columbia.
Look, y'all, this is rated PG-13 for teen drinking and sexuality.
Ooh. I didn't even think teen drinking was like a phase, you know, of like movie things, you know?
I don't think it was at the time, but apparently in retrospect, it was a real problem. Just like smoking, you know?
Yeah. No. I mean, just say drug use. I mean, never really pictured as a law of movie.
I'm informed by the closed captioning that an Eve 6 song that I'm not familiar with is playing.
Oh, yeah.
So, I like them. What'd you guys think of Eve 6? Remember them?
Inside Out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Inside Out is a great, that's a banger right there. Right, I love here, that song. Right?
You just told me
this is this is actually has a really good soundtrack. A lot of songs actually, cheap plug, that are in the greatest song for a movie tournament.
Okay, very good. Peter Facinelli in this. Okay,
all right. Peter Facinelli got like typecast in my head after seeing this movie because he's such a dick in this movie that every time I see him, I just think dick. Like, what the fuck was Jenny Garth seeing in you? Come on.
Oh, Jenny Garth.
Basically, everyone's talking about the party right now. Like, you know, they're all we're going to do this and we're going to this party.
A lot of 90s tropes at this graduation ceremony. Like, the someone had the old school Game Boy and someone had that thing you fold in paper.
Yeah.
And you do
Did you know that?
I
don't know what you call that.
Oh, there you go.
But,
a little bikini.
Oh.
Today's coming out here.
Someone was doing on their nails.
So we're starting off. We're hitting the ground running here. This is graduation. Mm-hmm. This is not like a lead up, a run up to graduation. Opening scene. These kids are graduating. They're they're planning on going to this party. And I like it.
Preston,
what a name.
He's our main protagonist.
Okay, yeah. Preston is our protagonist.
And
he's learning that Amanda Beckett and Mike Dexter broke up. That's like the...
Mike Dexter
is Peter Facinelli. He's like, you know, the football captain, all that. And Amanda is Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's like the most popular girl in school.
I never heard of Peter. What is it? Frenchinelli? Is that who it is?
Frenchinelli, yes, Frenchinelli.
I never heard of him.
He looks familiar. You'll see.
Yeah.
There's
Ethan Embry. We know him from lots of stuff. Empire Records. That thing you do, where his character was TB player, otherwise known as the bass player. Never gave him a name.
Oh, that's who that. Okay.
And there's now Lauren Ambrose. Right there.
Lauren Ambrose. Redhead.
Devon Sawyer behind.
I'm going to say, this hot guy behind her has a very 1998 look.
She was on 6 Feet Under.
Oh! Wait, that's not the daughter, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you kidding? This is the daughter from 6 Feet Under.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she look older in this?
Short hair? I don't know.
That haircut, I guess. God, wow. Okay, I'm with you now.
We'll have after photos of this telephone pole.
This dude just wiped out.
That dude's already fucked up.
So Denise is like his BFF girl friend, but not his girlfriend.
Platonic best friend.
Yes. So here's our flashback to his first day at school.
Walking on playing right now.
Which is ridiculous because he looks exactly the same.
Smash Mouth walking on the sun. Wow. Oh, yeah. Sign of the times. Ethan Embry. He's kind of got a Steve Sanders situation going on here where he looks way too old to be playing what is, I'm guessing, an 18-year-old.
Well, here he's like 14. Like freshman year, I think.
Yeah, this is a flashback to his.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Day.
if you compare me freshman year to like me as a senior, it's like a child to like a grown man.
But I mean, he couldn't even pass for 18. This guy is 35.
Yeah. Look at his hairline. Like,
I mean, come on.
What look at that pop tart, that frosted pop tart right there. That's nice.
Frosted strawberry pop tart.
I don't know. I went to an all boys school. If I ate there, because eating in class, we got detention.
God.
Yeah, they play it fast and loose in these movies. Like, the kids are always having full conversations in the middle of class and shit. Like,
yep, and there it begins.
Oh, Mike, wow.
There goes the pop tart.
So Mike Dexter and what's her name?
Amanda Beckett
got started early.
Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been stalking her for a while.
Jeez. Well, we've all been there. Well, yeah. Anyway, I've said too much. I can't get over this is Lauren Ambrose as Denise here. I'm just.
He is a very sensitive. Not sensitive, but like, you know, that's the best I could say. Sensitive 90s guy fashion throughout this movie, too.
He's the hopeless romantic, and it's like in a different time. Now, here are the cool guys here. There's Mike Dexter.
There's Peter Facinelli.
Yep, and there's, let's see, who of his buddies?
Freddie Rodriguez. Snapshot here on Mike Dexter, varsity football, varsity everything, basically. Is that Donald Faison?
No, that's Patrick Thomas.
That's Clueless. Go on.
I think, no, Donald Faison's in this, though.
Is he?
Yeah, you see him later. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Royal Rumble of 90s teen movies.
The only other thing I remember this guy from, he was the guy that beat up Marky Mark after watching him, choke it in Boogie Nights.
Oh. Wow.
Because he's got that very...
he kind of looks like an impoverished person, Stifler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like an impoverished Chris Pine, actually.
Impoverished Chris Pine.
All right, this guy in the hat is somebody. This is...
It's Freddie Rodriguez. This
movie is... Freddie Rodriguez, yes! Yeah. Another, he was on 6 Feet Under, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was like,
what are we doing with this movie?
Yeah, that's like
Alan Ball. What are you watching teen comedies for to cast your fucking frou-frou series?
So basically,
this whole movie could be called Can't Vaguely Recognize.
Yeah. Vaguely Recognized. Act,
so basically, the point of what that scene was Mike Dexter telling his buddies, like, I just broke up with Amanda. You all got to dish your girls and hang out with me.
William Lichter. Wow.
This is William Lichter. Valedictorian. Who is this?
Yeah.
This
is they definitely they don't embrace stereotypes in this movie at all.
Clearly not. Yeah.
Yeah. The sports guy is in every fucking sport, and the nerd is in every fucking
every
club.
Fucking honors.
No, he tried to plead the case that Mike Dexter was a dick to him, and
he's getting his revenge tonight.
He destroyed all of his science projects.
The eye patch he wore for a month.
This fucking setup that he's got.
A 3D movie and he couldn't see the third dimension.
Oh, Lord. The pudding incident.
What the hell? Jeez. Some shitty draws there.
Dexter will know ridicule.
So I feel like he's in his basement, and I've always been someone who lives in the South where we can't have a basement because if you
you're in Louisiana, you really can't have a basement.
Yeah, if you dig 3 feet in the ground, like you'll hit.
You can't
water.
Even bury people below ground.
Yeah, so like I've always been envious of the idea of a basement. Like I've been in a basement in my life, but like. The idea of having this in your house, especially because movies like this make it seem, I know he's supposed to be like a fucking loser, but it seems cool to me, I guess, because I'm a loser.
Yeah, because it's always the cliche is always the loser in his parents' basement.
Yeah, but like to
thing.
Me,
it's
he's
like, Grand Marf Tarkin.
They're arguing over who's Boba Fett and who's Grand Marf Tarkin.
We got Kiss dolls. We got a lot here.
Well, this is the setup, man.
Star Wars Commanders, you come up with Grand Marf Tarkin.
He's a nerd. Of course he's going to go. He's going to know Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, like to me,
I said, he went with that one. There were so many other ones. So, anywho. Yeah.
So his plot to get revenge on Mike Dexter tonight. So he's going to infiltrate the party. And they're going to get him. They're going to lure him away, and they're going to basically give him, like, ether or whatever and knock him out.
Ether? Oh, well, it was the 90s. That's what you did.
Hey. I mean, Seth Green.
Here you go.
Hello, Seth Green.
Here's Kenny Fisher, what's aka Special K.
One game of JV basketball. So he's sort of the floater, I guess, is the idea, right?
Yeah, like he doesn't have to do anything and people just like him, you know?
These are the white kids acting like, you know, they're hip.
Yeah. There's an offensive name when I was in school that I don't want to repeat that people said.
It starts with a W, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That, and I feel like it's what they're going for. They don't say it in the movie, thank God.
Sure. But, okay. That's one thing they apparently don't say in this movie. I'm told they say other things quite freely. So
there's the Shermanator back there.
There's the Shermanator.
Shermanator.
Yeah. Bro, I feel like they were
future
just
Oscar winner. Shermanator.
All his character does all movie is steal shit. That's all he does.
So he's like got a kleptomania gimmick.
Who's the actor that plays Sherman?
Oh God.
Oh, that's his legal name, Shermanator.
Shermanator.
No. Like, dude, all he does is just, like, walk on set, and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? Don't know. It's like, all right, you're in the movie then. Okay.
Here's the thing. I remember Malibu's Most Wanted in 2003.
Yep.
That's when that came out. I remember that feeling dated at the time, and it's because of movies like this. It's because of scenes like that that we just saw, because it was just such a played out kind of image, and now it's sort of like, oh yeah, a lot of people really like that movie. And I just remember even at the time thinking, why are we doing this?
Yeah, it was like that 45-second scene extrapolated into an entire like movie.
Into an entire movie, yeah.
So here's Preston, and he has this letter he wrote to Amanda because he's a writer. So this whole time he's trying, this whole party, his goal is to give her this letter.
Of course he is, because he's a nice guy team.
Now I recognize it. I recognize the person who played Preston. I just forget like what movie I saw him in, but I know like I recognize his face.
Mm-hmm. What the hell else? I mean, Ethan Embry is not one of those names you're like, oh yeah. Like when you think of Seth Green, you can think of all kinds of things that Seth Green's been in, but Ethan Embry is not one of those names.
What's the first movie you saw Seth Green in?
Oh, the first movie? God, I don't know.
Oh, God. He was in Can't Buy Me Love. He played Patrick Dempsey's little brother.
Yeah, he was the little brother.
This movie's making me very self-conscious about my hairstyle because I feel like my hair is just like all these guys without hair, Joe. Look, I pretty much have this haircut.
Well, if you don't need hair gel, then that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And here's the girl whose party it is. There's Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, my
God. Okay.
Yeah.
MJH, don't like it.
She's trying
so,
to
quick question. Your high school parties you went to, is this how many people? This is always something.
Not nearly.
Yeah.
It's like way overboard.
I wasn't on the football team or anything. So I mean, I did the. I was one of the theater kids, and we had our own like big party at the end of the last one, and it got big, but not this big.
Yeah,
I mean that's sort of the question that I have, and I mean we all sort of span. We really do span different ages and different generations, I think, which is works out kind of nicely, even though we're just all white guys. But I'm like, did parties like this even really exist? Because I'm like, I even think of my high school, and I wasn't super popular by any means, and there were like the popular kids, but you never even heard about, oh, so and so is having this huge fucking party. Like, even if you weren't invited, like, you never even heard about a party with just a shit ton of, it was always just a within the circle of different friend groups, you know?
Yeah. But I'll say though, you would hear about like, I'm just saying the parties you didn't go to, would hear about, it's like, oh man.
So you did hear about parties like this.
And there's a Breckenmeyer dressed like Prince.
And Donald Faison is
the There's show. Donald so, Faison, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not crazy.
He gets referred to as, like, parties like this.
He gets referred to as Hootie later. Because he wants to play country
Hootie.
Music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think the
party
most...
is like 20 to yeah. 25, then yeah, this same. Is like 50 to 60, you know? Like, this doubles it by, like, four times the amount.
I mean, I never was part of even more than, like, 10 for a, like, part of, you know, like, that was sort of my friend group. But, I mean, I never even heard about parties that were with more people than that. And it just, I don't know if it was just a thing that didn't happen at my school or what, but.
My party for my 18th birthday was kind of big. I would say, like, at least 30 kids were there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, birthday.
Now, we'll say probably more, and this could just be like me trying to figure out a reason, but maybe for me and Greeny, I know at least, like, you know, people didn't have iPhones when I was in high school, but we did have texting at least when I was like junior, senior. Yeah. So it was getting to the point where people would just text each other like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm at so-and-so's house. And it would kind of escalate. You know, maybe it was not like a 90s teen movie where it's like, yeah, so-and-so's having a big party Friday. But it would be like things would kind of snowball a little bit because you would be like, well, where are you at? Well, so-and-so's got people at their house. And then slowly people would show up. So I think technology.
It does. Yeah, it seems like it'd be more of a modern conceit than anything because of, you know, texting and social media and everything else. Like, I mean, we didn't have that shit when we just had. If you had a cell phone, you certainly couldn't text. Like in the early 2000s, that wasn't a part of it.
It's funny. Like none of the parties like I went to, like there weren't really like a lot of like couples. There might have been like one or two like real couples, but like, everyone else was there for a hookup, maybe, you know.
Sure.
All right, so here comes our first real glimpse at Amanda Beckett. You see, did you notice Jamie Presley plays one of the girlfriends there?
Jamie Presley.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jamie Presley. So, yeah, like I was saying, he's a sensitive guy. So he's got this, like, white with the yellow. What do you call those shirts where it's got the, oh, man, like the ribbing? Of course, she's one every, like, because... If you're going to play your gimmick, you got to
do it. And, of course,
it,
everybody stops and music plays, and they parodied it in Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's got his, like, a long sleeve with the short sleeve button down over it because he's a, you know, sensitive Dartmouth man.
Sensitive Dartmouth.
They said
that
they
is a style of shirt, though, with the random stripe kind of thing. And I am trying to think of what it was called.
Yeah,
and I should know, and I did
Paisley?
Know, and I forgot.
Paisley, maybe? Is it Paisley? I don't know. 90s bullshit shirt.
90s bullshit shirt.
Girls, like, girl group thing. We got to go and talk to her.
We got our second Smash Mouth song playing in this movie.
And oh, jeez. You, baby.
Yeah, I don't know about the 98... What did we called it all Buzz Rock, right?
Looks like somebody's auditioning for Soul Train.
Can you believe that's what people sincerely called is alternative music and buzz rock. You always had your one.
What's Seth Green's character's name again?
Impossible question to answer.
My bad.
No, I don't know.
I don't think we caught that.
I do like this. I always love any movie where I feel like the setting is like the same throughout the entire movie. For some reason, that always is like it's very like, I don't know, something about it hooks me that you just get by. Okay, the whole movie is this high school party. Something about that is cool to me. I don't know why.
So is that what we're in for here? Is this the whole?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'm down for that. In a way, setting can become like a character unto itself in some ways if it's a good enough, interesting enough setting. So, yeah, I can work with that. Take the house in a little bit, get to know the layout.
I was going to say, like, my question is, do you guys think they really did a lot of – I don't think they really did a good build-up to this party. Like, they do, but it's like maybe you should have more time before just, like, jumping –
right into the party scene, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's part of the movie is you're supposed to figure out, like, as you go sort of thing. Like, you know, like as these people interact at the party.
And we have our first drop-in. Joining us, Miranda Bertel.
Oh, my goodness. Miranda.
Hi.
Welcome. What's up, girl? So glad you could join us.
My dog tells off my other dog in the other room. That's pleasant.
Hey, no problem.
So, yeah, hopefully you're queued up around we are. We have Amanda talking to her friends. You're at the party talking about Mike Dexter. So, you've seen this before, right?
It's been a long time, but I have seen it.
All right, so we get a lady's perspective now on the 90s teen movie.
There's a lot of things we shouldn't repeat. I can tell you that.
Well, you say that, but one of the things we just asked around the horn was, what were your experiences with high school parties back in the day? Like, did you have, were you a part of any big, I mean, huge high school parties like this, where it's in excess of 20, 30 people, you know?
Well, I grew up in a farm town where that's all we had to do, and I was the detective's daughter and the preacher's granddaughter, so I'll let you decide.
Oh, God.
So you partied your ass off.
The combination.
I did, but it was really funny.
How much cocaine
right
was...
No coke. I actually didn't start heavily drinking until college. I would drink like here and there at parties. But when I was about 16, I was like, Mary Jane is my friend.
There you go.
Yeah, Mary Jane was my friend.
Okay. Wow. Really, I'm going to have to say, like, this nerd kid is not getting into the party. Like, I'm surprised he got through the door without being like, you know.
Greeny, you're in for it, buddy.
Parties like this, though, like when they're really big, there's so many different like groups of people there. The nerd kid's getting in. He's just
that's
like,
the thing. Like,
yeah,
I was saying, I didn't experience parties like where it was a cross section of different groups. Like, I don't think that was a thing where I grew up.
Well, oh man, okay, but how many?
Nobody drink the beer. It's gone bad.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Miranda?
How many were in your guys' graduating class? Do you know?
That's a good question.
I had, so whatever they probably had, I had bigger because I was called the bubble class.
Bubble.
Okay.
To be honest, I didn't even like my own class. When I was a freshman, I got, like, thrown into the senior bandwagon. Like, they took me and they were you're going to hang out with us now. It was like, okay.
I believe it.
I think we had, like, 240, but we were all boys, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had 300 and some.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
Okay, so to explain to you why there were so many different groups at our parties, there were 170 of us, and we'd all been together since preschool.
Wow.
I mean, you'd have the transient that would come in here and there, but for the most part, we'd all known each other like our entire lives. Some of us, our parents went to school together, and then our grandparents went to school together. Wow. So.
That does explain a lot. See, I was like 400 something, my graduating class. Yeah, and they all kind of, I mean, for the you had kids who had known each other their whole lives, but for the most part, it was like different elementary schools, different middle schools, and then we all ended up, you know, at the one high school. But
I know her.
Who is this? I
cannot think of her name right now.
Did anyone else pick up that the girl called him Chester? Like she totally blew up his spot and was like, bye, Chester.
Chester. Yeah. It's bugging me that I can't place that chick.
I know. She was in she was in that movie where the aliens come down and they take over with Elijah Wood.
Is this Selma Blair?
No, she's not in yet.
Just watch the movie on right now.
Elijah Wood, aliens come down.
He's not in that. No. Yes. Hang on. I almost said Evolution. That's not Elijah Wood, is it? No. No, that's no. Shit, now I can't think. Now I'm mixing up movies.
Busy Phillips. No, that's not her.
No,
that's not her. I was looking for the little thing. There used to be like the little X-ray button where it would tell you like who's in it.
Hold on, I'm getting there. That is Clea.
There's a lot of people.
Clea Duvall.
That's her name. That's one of those it girl names.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, you know the face and you recognize her, but you're never going to remember her name.
Well, never going
to remember. This guy, that's the dude that, like, comes up to you and doesn't leave you alone. Like, remember that time? Remember that time? Yo, dude, no, remember that time freshman year? Yeah, man. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just didn't know anybody that for that long. It was more like middle school. Like, I definitely went to a different elementary school than most of like my middle school friends. And then high school was sort of that same group, but I mean, a few had dropped out. It was just, like I said, it was just individual friend circles. It felt like it. I mean, I didn't go to a super diverse school by any means. It was like all pretty white. Like everybody basically got along. There was no real drama.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
I don't really have any weird stories, you know?
My high school was like, there was like the clique, you know, and then there was me who was like, well, if I can't be a part of your clique, I'm just going to be friends with the seniors, and joke's on you guys, so, haha.
Wow. See,
we still had a bunch of cliques, but the thing is, like, everybody still hung up together.
You guys are more accepting than, you know, good old New Fairfield High School, who was like, no,
New
not,
Fairfield High School, it sounds like a zoo.
You're not cool, you can't hang out with us.
Well, see, my high school, since it was a Catholic school, everybody went from different towns, so my grammar school was tiny, though. I went to a little Catholic school, and we're like, there was 33 total that graduated from 8th grade, and I think there was like 6 or 7 of us that went to my high school from my grammar school, and then so there's like all new people, and you know, you didn't know before, and from different towns, so it wasn't like so easy to hang out after school sometimes.
Yo, is you calling me a liar? Sorry, just, oh my god.
Just laughing at this.
Why y'all gotta waste my flavor?
Oh my god.
Oh, Miranda, do you know Calvin? Do you know our friend Calvin?
Do I know Calvin?
No, you've never been on our show. We had
the elusive.
Yeah, he had an unfortunate incident outside his house right before we started recording. That's a major cock block right there, by the way.
Wow, that's not
wait,
cool
wait, wait.
At all.
A car crashed into his house.
No. Oh, right outside his house.
Oh, I thought you guys said a car crashed into his house. I was like, that's more than a little problem.
Hey guys, I'll call you back later. I have to deal with something.
Apparently, it hit a telephone pole and knocked out his service. So
yeah,
that was that.
Wow.
Hey. You know, we didn't have to admit that because we hadn't started the show, but we did anyway because that's who we are.
Well, see, he didn't hit the telephone pole out in front of his house.
He
that's
did
all
not.
Good.
No,
it's
no.
All good.
He was watching this movie while driving.
No, nothing like that.
Crashed into a telephone pole in front of his own house.
Oh, she's wow. DTF.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
The dynamics at this party are, I mean, we're getting a good range of personality.
This is the girl that, like, is not in any groups, hates everybody, doesn't talk to anybody, is just there for a friend.
I'm surprised her name's, like, Simone, because, like, Simone would be, like, a name that, like, hates everybody. Like, yeah, my name is Simone. I don't like anybody in this. I don't like anybody in this school.
Oh, she's going to make a friend here, perhaps. Perhaps not. What is language lab?
Yeah.
Foreign language, probably.
I mean, you just call it French.
That was fucked up.
What are you doing in the lab?
No one is bringing silly strings to this house. Like, you know, like, no one was.
So what do you think of the band name Love Burger?
Love Burger. Wow.
It's a typical 90s.
With umlauts above the U, I believe. What is...
Berger.
Say this differently. Berger. Love Berger. Yes, Berger. Love Berger.
Oh,
I think that is how you're supposed to say.
And the carpet, the drapes are on fire.
These kids just stealing shit.
Sherminator's still just stealing stuff.
Okay, Sherminator's stealing. We fully got a fire going on in the background. Yeah. You look like Lestat.
And this poor girl's house it is.
Good Lord.
Didn't she lose her shit about what's going on in her house?
Yeah, she's going to lose it. Is that poop?
I mean, I would too. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they had a trampoline in this movie.
There you go, Beans. That is an inside reference that two people wonder.
Oh my God. Seth Green's jeans are enormous.
I want goggles, man. Like, I want the goggle look.
Yeah, what is with the steampunk meets Malibu's Most Wanted here that he's got going on? This is...
We had a small couple of kids that tried that.
Yeah, well, there were Grandmaster Sexy tryouts and Seth Green.
Oh, and the hoop earrings. Yeah. Oh, jeez. This is...
I had a hoop earring.
Grandmaster Sexy. Did you have two or three?
I had a stud and then a hoop below it.
Mm.
That's how I rocked in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen Angel sitting right in front of me.
What's up, girl?
What a line.
Oh, no, baby, please. You far too fond to look sad.
Is she anybody? She looks familiar.
No, I don't think she is. He's just looking he's looking to get the rebound bang here.
This dude is going to score by the end of the night.
You have no doubt of that, huh?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, a little Special K.
Yeah, I mean, how invested are we now at this point in the arc of these different characters?
There are so many different, like, known people in here. My head is like,
It's like her friend gave her the okay sign for Kenny, you know?
Kenny.
He's got to go warm up.
Oh, he'll do.
So I guess we're supposed to be rooting for Seth Green to get some strange here at this party. I guess we're supposed to be really rooting for Preston, who we haven't seen in a minute. And I'm not totally sure I am rooting for yet. But, 1998 movie. I'll stick with you for a minute here.
So he's got to go get ready in the bathroom before he hooks up with the hottie. And this is the line. This is the line. Let's go pee in the pool.
Oh man, they defaced a family photo.
The music in here is like
another bathroom upstairs. I really gotta go.
You can't play this off. Wow. No one's allowed upstairs. Who did this?
She totally sells out the poorest foreign exchange student who they're.
I mean, isn't this kind of the cost of doing business if you're hosting the party, though?
Yeah.
Like, these things are going to happen.
That's why I know people make fun of me, and they're like, all right, redneck, field parties. But you know what? All we ever had to worry about was somebody tearing up the field. It was there fixable.
The field will take care of itself.
Now you got It's Tricky playing by Run DMC, and he's getting ready.
It's Tricky, okay.
Oh, no, my sister snuck out to, like, one of these, like, parties, too, and how she got caught is really funny. Her friend they were climbing over a fence, and her friend broke her leg, so obviously she had to go.
That's gonna ruin your night.
Well, the cops showed up, so, like, yeah, it was, like, every man for himself, and they went into the woods, and her friend broke her leg, hopping over a fence.
I think we would have been screwed. There was a couple times the cops showed up, and that was always when we tried to go to, like, parties that, like, friends of friends were having. But anytime cops showed up at ours, we were all just, like, grounded because everybody was a cop's kid pretty much. It's like, what are you doing here?
On the one hand, there weren't any serious consequences, but you were going to get busted, basically.
Yeah.
We used to drink on a bike path in a wooded area off a parkway.
Brownies suck. Is this a weed brownie situation?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, it's Eric Balfour right there.
He was another 6 feet under. What the hell is? I'm telling you, Alan Ball watched this movie and is like, I'm putting all these kids in my HBO series.
He was on the show Haven from Sci-Fi. I loved that show.
Also in the first episode of Buffy. Walk in the bathroom.
I mean, we've had three 6 feet under. That looks like dude.
God. The door head.
Oh, now they're trapped together.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Upstairs where nobody can hear them.
Strange bedfellows here.
The band is
all right, so, down. Jake, this is a question that you were hinting around asking earlier. So at this hypothetical gigantic high school party or just scene, whatever it is, who would you have been? Like, what circle, what high school cliche did you all belong to?
I'm definitely, it's hard for me to pick one person. I'm definitely part this guy.
And keeping in mind, you graduated, what, 2009?
Eight.
Oh,
wow. Oh, my liver.
Yeah. Which, yeah, we should probably preface, again, different generations here. So 2008.
Athena.
Wow. So you were who, Jake?
I think I'm part the nerd guy we just saw, who's like the nerd, but then he gets drunk, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden I have like social abilities.
Once I start drinking. So you were like the nerd who wanted to party, basically.
Yeah, and I feel like if I had to go with someone, that's the closest analog, probably.
The nerd who wanted to party. I like it.
I would say that... I'm going to say I'm Kenny because I'm, I go wild and out. Like, I don't mean to like put myself down, but it's like, I'm like Kenny trying to score, but just can't like score the goal, you know?
Can't
but like,
close
I'm
the
just
deal.
There. I'm just there having, yeah, I can't close the deal, but I'm just there having a good time and just getting drunk. So that's me, really, you know? I'm Kenny, wild and out. Can't steal the deal, but still will have a great time.
Pulling out the Kama Sutra in the bathroom. Well, so you graduated 2007?
Wait, me?
Yeah, is that true?
2010.
Here's,
10
here's,
years. Oh, my God.
Like I said, 2010.
Here's a man there and her creepy cousin.
Why did I think you were older than Jake? I got that backwards.
If anybody's ever seen Mean Girls, they take the creepy cousin and they make a little scene out of it in Mean Girls, because remember the girl Amanda Seyfried plays and she's like, you got your first cousin, you got your cousins and your
right.
first cousin
your first
and your second cousins,
cousins.
And they're like, no, that's not how that works. And she was running off like to kiss him. I was like, bleh. But that's where they got the idea of kissing your second cousin is this.
They're just trying to get around. Andy, who are you?
I'm probably closer to Preston, I guess, because I did some
the nice guy.
Yeah, I did some sports. I did the I did the play. I did other things, but I was like kind of very middle of the road.
Although the thing with Kenny is, I played more sports than Kenny, but I wasn't like the athlete kid. I was just the kid on the team, you know, who like wanted the jersey, basically.
You just wanted the jersey.
Yeah, I showed up to every practice, man.
Gurney's a team player.
Yeah. I just wanted that one night of senior recognition. That's it.
One night of senior recognition.
But yeah.
Okay, here's Preston long last. We
finally get back to Preston.
He's
adorable.
What would you say that time frame was? I'm going to say it was at least like 25 minutes of no Preston.
It was a minute. You're right. Yeah.
I said 25.
I think that's the whole point, because he's supposed to be like kind of off hanging out by himself. So I think the whole point is that he's not there.
He's having a deep conversation right now.
Wait, was it? Is this the kid who played ADD in Accepted, where he's like, my name is this, and I got to college.
That's a different kid.
No, but he, this guy was in Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's another movie he was in.
He plays her gay best friend in Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, how would I feel if Woman's Wear Weekly called me less than...
Or Drew Barrymore?
That was Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. What year was that?
Oh, God.
It was like 2000 and...
2000s. Okay. I was thinking it was maybe a 90s movie.
No, it's a 2000s movie.
I mean, got okay. Woman's Wear say Weekly yes. called
you know,
me less than mediocre.
Is old. Oh, one.
Oh, one. Okay.
Yeah.
Try again. It was either. Oh,
she totally outs him at the bar.
Yeah, what up with the nerd kid? I mean, like, yeah, we haven't seen the bully kid either, like, you know, a lot either, you know?
There's a poor foreign exchange student. They're just teaching all these dirty words and phrases. God. Would you like to touch
Actually,
my penis?
We had the foreign exchange student teaching us all the dirty words.
Right. Sex machine.
I was always bummed out when movies like this came out because, like, typically in the foreign exchange students, especially when they have a foreign exchange female, they're always really hot. And I was like, why aren't our foreign exchange students really hot?
So what you're saying is there are a bunch of Nadias.
Yeah, it's like, why does everybody else get, like, really hot foreign exchange students? And I don't.
Well, even, like, I would say in my high school, like, the foreign exchange student, like, movie girls were, like, my regular high school girls. They were nines and tens.
Nines and tens? Good Lord.
Ooh. You're Fairfield, baby.
Most There's people I thought was a 10 in high school dancer. Are now, like, sixes, but that's okay.
Right? Nines and tens, both threes and fours.
I'm definitely in, like, the same boat. It's like at 14, they were a 10. At 22,
somebody's going to go do whippets.
Well.
You guys do whippets? Have you ever done it?
No.
No, my stepbrother did, because my mom got super pissed when she realized all
my cousin used to do them.
I was like, God damn it, why doesn't the whipped cream dispense? And I'm like, because so-and-so's doing whippets.
What's a whip?
Out of our fridge.
Andy, I do not know what a whippet is.
Oh, my. Oh.
What? No, you got to know what a whippet is.
No,
I do not.
Well, oh, man.
I had, like,
you got to go on YouTube.
What's a whippet, though?
Yeah, so basically you take the can of whipped cream, and you hold it in your mouth, pointing up, and you inhale the gas, and it gives you like.
Oh yeah, I was like, I've seen
just
that
the
before.
Gas, that's just the right. gas,
not that's the whipped cream. That's just wrong. If you just if
and it's the highest you'll ever be for 3 seconds.
I was like, I know it's the gas, yeah.
The creepy cousin tries to get with her.
Oh my cousins. God! He's like,
that is so gross. Oh,
that's so
through marriage
again. The mean girl scenario. Are we first or second cousins? We're first removed. What are we doing?
But they're not. They're not blood, though. That's his.
I
argument.
Don't care if you're my cousin.
I'm not arguing for him. I'm stating his argument.
It's
that's kind of gross. Poor Preston. There's the nerd
ringer t-shirts. Is that what they were called?
Oh, I don't know.
Which one?
The t-shirt. The t-shirt with the random stripe and the weird trimming.
And you got,
I think it was called a ringer tee.
That's what it was called.
Right? Oh, here's Selma Blair right there.
Oh, I just pulled that out of my ass. Wow, I remember some things. Snelly, very good. Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm single.
Single baby.
You want to hit this, right?
Looks a little old to be playing, but he's sort of that jock type, so he gets away with it, but
I don't know. He looks better in Twilight.
Oh, yeah. He definitely does.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on, wasn't he on Supergirl or something?
Facinelli?
Yeah,
he was.
He was on
one or two.
Yeah, I only
he's
watched
in Nurse Jackie.
Two.
Anybody else
yeah,
watch
he's
Nurse
Jackie?
Jackie. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
some photo shoot.
Wild show.
Apparently, one of these.
Okay, now okay. Here we here we have, like, this is the pecking order of nerds, right? Here we have the nerds who can't even get into the party and, like, can't even blend in and, like, want to actually drink. They're just sort of living vicariously through whatever.
Now, here's Preston, you know, depressed, eating a candy bar, driving around.
This is such a late 90s look with the t-shirt and like, open button up.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like pre-Britney Spears going crazy, you know?
Well, Britney Spears was not even really doing anything at this time. This was in, like, what, 98?
Oh, yeah.
And our third...
She was barely doing it one more time at this point.
Our third Smash Mouth song is playing now.
Some platform shoes. Here we go.
I had some of those.
They have feet.
Keg.
Got a keg rolling in. We've got the, like I said, impoverished Stifler here, having a good time.
Is that Preston
Chex Mix?
Some Chex Mix, as every great 90s party, I guess.
Nah, if you don't have gold, it's not 90s if you don't have Goldfish.
Okay, Goldfish, and where are the wine coolers for the girls? Where's the Bartles and James?
The Zima,
right? Oh. I mean, 98 was the Zima.
Thing, but I can't think of what those things were. There was a specific name. They were like a certain brand of wine cooler. And they were like strawberry kiwi and.
Well, you had Bartles and
James. Oh, the fuzzy navel was.
Yeah, the fuzzy navel.
They had Seagrams.
Very popular.
I think they were
Seagrams.
Yes.
Seagrams.
Yep. Thank you, Andy. Mm-hmm. Seagrams.
Seagrams and Bartles and James were the two big
and
wine.
Boone's Farm
and Solo Cups, right?
Hey, I used to drink Bartles and James. Cups. Don't be hating on those.
I'm not hating on anything.
You know why? Because the wine cooler, we figured out the wine coolers had a higher alcohol content than the beer.
They did actually. Very much so. So that's beer was like nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first.
Really gross. Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, my first alcohol experiences were with wine coolers because, I mean, why are we going to pretend like beer tastes good? You know what I mean? Like when you're 18, 19 years old, come on.
Tim and Jim and Grooney, we're getting some backstory here that these two were actually friends when they were younger. And then they grew apart.
Doesn't that happen in every teenage movie, though? Mm-hmm. There's always two people that used to be friends, and there's some backstory of why they're not friends.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like the mythology.
I did not have that best like girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never.
Well,
had, like,
I did, but I was gay, so it's different. So
I had that in college. I had my Diana. She was my best friend in college.
Jacob, what did you do on graduation night?
Oh, wow. I don't remember doing too much because it was like a Wednesday. I don't remember there being a lot going on.
There wasn't a lot going on other than graduating from high school.
Here's what they would do for our graduation. The whole town would like really like pitch in. Like this, our town like comes together for like a fundraiser every year, and we would do like a post graduation party at the school, like an all night event. You know, so
we
like
would too, people yeah. would
like
graduation.
Drive, drink, you know, and like party and stuff. So like it was it was fun. They do a really good job. You know, it's like the
PTO
and like all the teachers and stuff. It's a really good time.
Oh,
yeah, we had that too.
Amanda gets the letter.
We had local businesses would have like giveaways, and throughout you'd be assigned a number when you walked in the door, and throughout the night they would call numbers, and you would go back to the library, and they'd be like, "You won this!" Like some people got TVs,
Ours was a bidding war actually, and
bidding.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
like
smart. That's smart.
Points and stuff, and bid on items. My cousin's class of 2004, they had like people donate cars actually, so you could bid on a car.
Everybody they started it in 2000. So I was only like the third year that they had done it. So they started it in 2000, and the dealership donated like a used car every year. And what they did is they randomly picked a number, and that whoever's number it was is the one that got the car at the end of the line.
Yeah, I'd be getting Yankee tickets and whatnot, and like baseball tickets too.
I think we topped out at a television. Is this
Jenna Elfman, a stripper?
Jenna Elfman. There we go. Nice.
I love her.
I do too.
Wait, is that Jenna Jameson?
No,
Jenna.
No. Devilish.
I'm just kidding. That's the Val Venus thing.
Okay.
Which would this been about the time that Jenna Elfman was doing? I can't remember the name of that.
Dharma and Greg.
Show. Was this? Yeah, would this been Dharma and Greg time?
Greg. This was Dharma and Greg time. Yeah. Yeah, she hadn't really done movies yet.
Wait a second, lady. So, I was on the phone. I was talking.
Basically, funny. Amanda finds a letter and now goes on a quest to find Preston, who's no longer at the party.
Right.
Interesting. I feel like we topped out at like a television. Like there was no cars given away, and it was it was not even graduation. It was like they did all this stuff in connection with prom, like our big post prom. It was like did you ever have like the lock-in parties, the post prom school sponsored event? Like
no, we didn't do one for prom. Ours was just for graduation.
Yeah, ours was always in connection with prom, and they definitely did raffles. And
I remember going to my friend John's house, getting shit-faced, and ending up in a Friendly's, still wearing my graduation robe. And my friend Steve fell out of the booth, and my other friend was hitting on the waitress badly.
That's a pretty good story. I like that.
And then I missed so many graduation parties, though, because I graduated on June 2nd. I had to go up to my college the 3rd and 4th for orientation, and I left for Europe on the 7th for 17 days.
Europe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my parents...
Can't go to Europe.
But it was I didn't appreciate it. It was like, I would have preferred the timing not to be when it was, because I ended up missing a lot of stuff.
Did your parents surprise you with that trip?
Did they what?
Did your parents, like, surprise you with that trip?
No, we knew about it. No, it wasn't a great... It was... Well, my parents did it because my sister was going to be graduating college soon, and I just graduated high school, and they figured it was like the last chance to have like a really nice family trip. But you know, we could have done it like a little later, just not that date.
Yeah,
so it was a big family trip.
Yeah, we were like on a tour with this group. We went through Europe for 17 days. We were actually in Italy when they had the World Cup going. It was nice, but I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, I get
what you. Do you think she found in the fridge?
She found a turtle.
The most disgusting thing she's ever seen, according to her.
Yeah.
Well,
what could that be? There's sour root.
Turd in a punch bowl. I'm guessing.
Oh, this girl's definitely familiar.
Sarah Rue. Mm-hmm. Her name's Sarah Rue.
Sarah Rue.
I don't know people by names. I just feel like I know them like by familiar, by being familiar. That's how I go about identifying.
We got to cut the plastic so that you know the seagulls or something don't get choked.
Yeah.
Fuck them seagulls.
Sea life, of course.
Fuck them seagulls.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a huge graduation party. Like I said, prom and post prom was sort of the big hurrah, the big send off, and graduation was just sort of more of a formality. I mean, my family, like with my parents, kind of did
those were our only flashlights.
These dumb shits.
These dumb shits.
I remember my grandmother dressing really slutty. which I only remember, which did not even register to me at the time, only for the fact that my mom got so embarrassed and could not stop talking about, oh my god, my mother looks like such a hose bag at this graduation.
You
oh my god, I can't believe it. And I'm just like, Mom. And she's just like, oh, my God. It, she's just like shit-talking her mother nonstop. And I was just like, did you see how, you know, she was, her jacket was unzipped and she was showing her cleavage. And I'm just like, I don't want to think about that, you know.
This lady is, and, goes, I can meet Scott Baio anytime I want to.
Oh, is this when she's talking about when she had a crush on Scott Baio so bad?
Yeah. She's like, oh, if you can, if you see yourself doing it, you can do it. I met Scott Baio at the mall one time.
Did any of you guys ever see watch that show Scott Baio's 45 and Single?
No.
It was on VH1 years ago. Oh, yeah. Like, it was hysterical because he ended up going back to, like, talk to his ex-girlfriends to find out why he was still single. And, like, Nicole Eggert was one of them. It was
Nicole Eggert, also infamously an ex of Corey Haim.
Mm-hmm.
She was Haitian age.
Oh, yes.
The first time I ever heard of Scott Baio was he guest starred on an episode of Full House as John Stamos' best friend.
Oh, God. I'm so old.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
I watched him on Happy Days when I was a kid.
And he seemed like so cool.
Probably John Stamos' old best friend.
Like, first run Happy Days, not reruns. First run Happy Days.
This is my old friend Scott Baio. Basically, it's like
the character is like Jesse's like best friend, so his old best friend. Before Jesse settled down as a
very old best.
They said I used to have the nickname Chachi at one of the bars I worked at.
You were called Chachi.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
By the bouncer, so I really had no choice. But except
were these the Axis Powers?
Yes, it was the Axis Powers.
Okay, refer to Talking Pop episode. I'm not sure, and I hope it still exists on the Jimmy position with Andy Atherton.
Yes, good old Adam and Jerry.
We've had a few episodes of that pulled, so I'm not really sure about our back catalog. Is what I'm saying. Controversially, okay. Getting back to the movie.
So, yeah, here's
I want to see where Kenny's story progresses, you know. I don't care about anybody else.
Love Burger here is, they're having issues.
Burger.
Love Burger. Let's have a conversation. Well, let's stop here.
Even nice the hat. Dude in the cowboy hat looks familiar.
Yeah, he's from Scrubs.
He was on Scrubs.
He's Donald Faison.
That's why. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the actor. I was like, I know this guy. It was Donald Faison.
If it makes you feel any better, I thought a different black guy was Donald Faison earlier. So.
That's Creepy that Frank from Miss Congeniality right there.
Oh, yeah.
Was Donald Faison in Remember the Titans? Is that Petey?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Nice pull. Yeah.
I knew that. I was like, that's Petey.
That is a nice pull.
Yeah.
I know this song, man. This guy tortured me and made me listen to it all the time.
Oh, Bill, rock and roll.
Oh, shit. This is Revenge of the Nerds here.
This is some serious karaoke. And nobody asked for it, but they didn't know they wanted it, too.
Hmm.
Some Guns N' Roses, very timely.
The grass is green and the girls have three oh. Different movie.
Some girls gotta jump up and get this kid to like and make out with them.
No, he was getting no heat. Now he's starting to get over.
I mean, this
now
is
he's getting over.
Yeah, that's revenge is getting over on your bully. And it's like, I'm cooler than you.
Hmm. That's how I kinda definitely had this guy's same shirt, but I don't really relate.
Did you tear it off like that?
No, I definitely wouldn't have torn it off like that.
Oh,
there you go. I guess
okay, we got the wife beater and we got some titties.
Titties.
So some titties. Oh wait.
Oh. He came back to life.
You just completely no sold him knocking all that shit off the table.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on.
If I was a douche, I would sweep the leg.
Now they're saying that he's got a schwanz, like you wouldn't believe these girls.
Homegirl here in a Captain America t-shirt, a little bit ahead of her time. I don't think that's what it was, but that's what it looks like.
It looks like a Captain America shirt.
It's a shield. I mean, come on.
This dude needs to go home, Melissa Joan Hart.
I'd fuck him.
He's got the jump rope.
Okay, I can take the dude in the red shirt as a nerd, but his other buddy on the roof, like, no.
I don't buy him as a nerd.
I don't buy him as a nerd.
Mm. Not even if they're X-Files t-shirts.
Ah, you can't see that with a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
good Lord. This party is getting lit.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Man. This nerd had a plan and it worked.
Yeah, it did.
I don't think this was his plan, Gertie.
He had a plan. This wasn't exactly it, but
his
it
plan
worked.
Was the chloroform of Dexter.
Oh, these sad sacks in the bathroom.
That's a nice
bathroom. Not a bad bathroom.
I was going to say, with the separate shower and a tub.
You got a Roman tub and a shower and...
What's a green shit in the bottle?
That's a green shit in the bottle. Potpourri?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying not to get stage fright.
Are you talking about green shit in the bottom of what?
The bottles by the tub.
Oh. I thought you said green shit in the bottom. I was like, the bottom of what?
Why don't you just knock the door down at this point? Who cares? I mean, the house is already...
Her house is already destroyed, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
one door off the hinges? Come on.
Put it back the next day. Who cares?
But, you know, looking at him, do you think he can knock the door down, really?
No.
Maybe the two of them together if they really coordinated. I mean, they're sober.
Hey.
Unfortunately.
You got Kenny and the girl who thinks she's better than everyone else. They are not knocking down this door.
No. That was a dig.
Yeah. I mean, there's no China in this bathroom.
Oh, man. Now, they're hashing out ancient history here.
Yeah. A lot of stuff coming to the surface.
Mm. I didn't know anybody for that long to really have it out with them.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I...
Like, my oldest relationship by the time I graduated would have been from... seventh grade.
I had like three or four friends from fourth grade all the way through high school.
Oh Jesus, no way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to any of them now, but I'm friends with a few.
Not really like friends, but I've had kids I've known since like kindergarten, but I never had like that one like female friend where I'm reminiscing about like, oh, remember when we did this together?
I mean, I do and I did, but it's sort of like that's the extent of our relationship.
Both of you girls can hold my laser pointer.
Wow. Oh, what a line. Look how pissed she is.
The GNR cover really got him going.
Now, look at that. Come on,
you got a party with Captain America girl,
the
dude.
The sweater over the shoulder, come on. I don't know for that.
Did you guys ever listen to the James Gang Funk 49?
No. Who?
Here you go, Tim. A little Jerry O'Connell action.
Jerry O'Connell. Wow. Here we go. What is he doing in this movie?
That's his name. He's
Jerry O'Connell?
He's Trip McNeely. That's a name.
You're doing sliders, man. What are you doing in this teen comedy?
He's the guy that just graduated like within the
last couple of years.
He's the older generation that's already been through this.
So he's the Wooderson of the group.
Yeah.
That's excellent casting right there.
I can't even get digits as a freshman, man.
That's perfect.
He kind of
looks like this guy, you know?
I thought college would be a 24/7 orgy.
Who doesn't think that?
Didn't we all?
Read that right as my closed captioning popped it up there, so it fit like perfect.
With his yellow polo and his white undershirt.
Well, that's a look.
That is the look.
That's his fraternity shirt.
There's some looks in this movie we just should never revisit.
Yeah.
There's some enduring looks. I mean, this persisted for many years. This is, I mean,
it did.
God.
Like
for
those 10 clips
years,
that
people
Jamie,
are wearing these polos.
Those clips that Jamie Presley had in her hair. The little, how she had it like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had a ton of those. Let's just not bring them back, though.
And then platform shoes.
I had them
for
platform
a while.
Shoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I'm trying to read his thing. He is a Delta Iota Kappa.
Okay. I'm glad you could decipher that. I was in an academic fraternity, so I did not learn.
I knew it was Delta, but I couldn't remember if it was Iota.
I had to know that.
Gamma, an Iota, or a Sigma.
I had to know that fucking alphabet at three times.
Yes.
Three times by the light of a match or something like that, we had to do it.
Oh, my God. We just had to learn it.
Oh.
No, I still know it off my head.
Which what was really beta, funny. I didn't understand why my sorority made us learn it, because our sorority is actually a women's fraternity and it's series. We don't even have any of those symbols. And I'm like, why the fuck I gotta know this?
It's like, Trip, man. So Trip basically told him that he's an asshole and that he shouldn't have, like, you know, broke up with Amanda. So now he's all drunk and trying to go find her.
The dudes with their sideburns. I can't deal with it.
Dexter!
I love some good sideburns in the day.
Oh, this is
them
Jason.
Sideburns.
There's Watermelon Kid.
Caesar cuts. Come on.
There's Jason Segel right there.
Oh, Jesus. Jason Segel.
Sitting
there with Sideshow Bob.
It's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah, look at that.
Do you know, so Jason Segel, if you read the credits on this, he's credited as Watermelon Guy.
Yeah. All these movies too, it's like, how stoned are you? Fuck. Like,
I know, right?
Jesus. Like,
we get the point. You could dial it back.
I mean, he's got that watermelon.
He's like caressing a watermelon. Like, Jesus.
Preston,
I'd also like to point out that even when you're that stoned, you still know who people are.
Yeah. Oh, like, you're not a vegetable.
Yeah, they're like,
no, you're not.
Like,
you know what?
Yeti?
Velma.
She was a hip lady.
Velma was cool, man. She never got the, she's the one solving all that shit.
Oh, God, Mike, get off.
Come and talk to me when you look like Dr. Carlisle, whatever.
From Twilight.
Until you become a vampire, you need to excuse yourself, sir.
That's right.
Oh, I never
Nurse
seen him in Twilight.
Jackie,
spoiler.
That was his name, right? On Nurse Jackie.
I can't remember.
I think it was.
This is
because he was like the wild and cool guy doctor on Nurse Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's gathering in silence to
to eavesdrop on this intimate
conversation. Did anybody ever have an experience like this where
that's
like,
a great question.
Didn't mean to have all eyes on you, but you ended up having like all eyes on you, and then you're like, fuck, everybody's watching, I don't know what to do right now.
I don't remember. I think I'm too brain damaged to answer that question.
Yeah, really.
A couple bar fights and a couple
concussions.
Knowing my luck, I probably did.
Too much so CTE. I did.
Yeah.
On my 16th birthday, it was.
Oh, we have a good story now.
Yeah, so on my 16th birthday, one of my friends went to one of the theater kids that was like a really, really good singer. And she was like, hey, it's her birthday. Will you do something? So apparently they had planned this like the day before. We come to lunch. We're all sitting down. And, you know, of course, the lunchroom is made up of like all the grades. And you just sit with your clique. And so I'm sitting there. It's my birthday. All my friends are like, happy birthday. And give me my little cards and stuff. And then all of a sudden the guy comes over. And his name is Colin. And he like taps me on the shoulder. And he's like, hi, you're Miranda? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he stands up on a chair, which he didn't need to because he was already like 6'3". And he seemed to operatically sing happy birthday to me in front of the entire school. And everyone stopped.
In addition to being tall, was he super hot in addition to being tall?
He was theater nerd cute. He was theater nerd cute. But no, the problem was
no, but maybe did it for you, but not in a general sense.
No, but the problem was all the really hot people stood
not
up and
objective.
Were like, yeah, woo! And I was like, oh, God. Like, everybody in the lunchroom got in on it. And I was like, oh, God, Jesus, bless America.
God bless America.
So yeah, now the cool guy just got made fun of by everybody.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's going to kick everyone's ass in this room.
That's right.
Crucial.
One's in my van. Turn that frown upside down.
He's like, all right.
Ooh, that denim jacket. Oh.
I just saw. Oh,
my God, you're a hottie. Hey, can I see you naked?
God, you're a hottie. Can I see you naked?
Give me a denim jacket any day of the week, man.
A sock off? What kind of guy is
this? He's
standing here with a sock off.
Ooh. I just realized he had his shirt tucked into his pants.
Hey, you want some water, bro?
That's a choice.
Oh, God.
He finally gets up the courage. That's how he feels.
Move it! Get out of its way!
Watermelon guy, get the hell out of here.
All these guys with their high and tight haircuts and their sideburns is just killing me.
Hey, I was doing something for me back in that day.
It was doing something for me too, I'm not going to lie. It's just traumatic.
That may be why I ended up marrying an army dude.
You didn't do bad.
I didn't do bad. I'm not going to lie. He is pretty, isn't he? He's quite pretty. As a matter of fact, he FaceTimed me today, and he'd gotten a haircut, and I was like, whoa, handsome man. He was like, Miranda. I was like, hey.
Wait.
Like,
you did well.
You did well. I'm not going to lie.
I found the message. Like, really? This is ridiculous. Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt's a little mean to this guy.
Yeah, well, she just got hit on by everybody there, and she didn't.
Right, she walked through like every guy hit on her,
and she doesn't know.
It was like an inopportune time, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah, and she doesn't know who he is because.
Oh, that's the whole point, right? Yeah.
She doesn't realize that.
She doesn't know who I
am, buddy.
I'm just a teenager.
That was a little bit later, though.
It's not Dawson Creek time.
Yeah, see, this would have been like, "You all right, man? You okay? you go throw up, man. I'll come with you. You all right?"
Well, he's trying to get Mike to the pool house so they could fuck him up.
dude, it's cool, man.
I'm sitting there crying.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm a loser.
It's all good, bro. Yeah, like.
I broke up with
loser, baby. So why don't you kill
me? My friends are out.
Or you could puke. I don't really care. You're an asshole anyway, so.
Someone there called me a fag. There it is. Okay. There it is.
And I'll hold you tight.
What? Sorry, somebody called you a cigarette? I'm sorry?
Yeah, right? Like, apparently we're still saying this in 1998. That was a revelation to me.
She has a night mask on. And
oh, there you go. Those are quite handy, by the way. You put that bitch in the freezer. Oh,
they're amazing.
You got a migraine.
Especially if you've spent like a lot of time drinking or you have a migraine. Like Tim.
Yeah.
I actually had to put one of those on for it to lower a fever, actually.
That's
Oh, yeah. That'll
They're multi-faceted or multi-uses.
Yeah. Oh, they're fantastic all around.
I have one that actually goes around your jaw, and I wore that last year during my jaw surgery. It was fantastic.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah. It's a TMJ situation, right?
Yeah.
Hey, on the top left corner of Netflix, is your if you have the subtitles on, is your thing doing the time the time stamp too? Like it's marked and everything.
Mine was doing that the other day, corner. But it's not right now.
I don't have that up.
Yeah, we're on an hour and 13 minutes, and we still have out of an hour and 40. So this movie kind
of you got somewhere to go, Rooney?
Do you think this movie like overlaps a little bit?
What are you talking about?
This movie overstays its welcome, maybe?
Yeah.
I do think it could have been shortened if that's what you're asking. Like, there's chunks well, of this that like don't what? Necessarily.
Oh, 311 all mixed up. That was a good song.
Oh, 311. Yeah.
I went to a 311 concert and I felt so fucking old. And I was like 27.
I loved 311.
I was like 27. Like,
That was what, in 2003?
No.
Andy, I'm sorry. Every time I ask a question, all the words come out wrong.
It's okay. It's okay.
No apologies.
Are you Preston talking to a general viewer right now?
When words mouth open, I don't know. I don't talk with meanings.
Nowadays, everyone would talk when they got something to say. Now comes out through the lips.
I knew
that one, did you?
So now she just realized that she basically bitched out Preston, and she's like, "Oh, like looking for him to apologize."
Yeah,
I'm into this house though. Fucking the architecture and the pool and just everything. That
I went to the rich girl's house, but we only got to go like on the outside, like outside of it. You know, we didn't really.
Same.
I didn't. Yeah. Inside of it,
one of my super dorky friends was actually pretty rich, and she had a cool house, but then they moved when we went to college. It was actually a very 90210 situation where my friend group all ended up at the same college, a local college at that, so we all still hung out, like the four or five of us, but a lot of them moved, and it was like, oh, this is not as cool for these small parties that we're having.
Now Mike has drunk confessions here.
Yeah, this bonding situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Now kiss. Come on. Do it. They are so gay baiting here. That's not even. I'm offended.
What is Breckenmeyer going for? Like 1998.
I know.
What about a reunion? Maybe a few new songs, mostly old stuff. Guy takes the van a little too seriously.
Didn't we almost cast you as Breckenmeyer? Jake, in our Talking Pop, casting our friend's special. Wait, we didn't tell. Oh, you know what? We didn't tell you that. Oh, man. I don't think we told you that. But he was on the short list.
We just got an N-word.
Yeah, okay.
Did they really? Oh.
Hard F-words, N-words.
Get it, Kenny.
Yeah. I lucked out, though. I got Quentin Tarantino much better.
You like Quentin Tarantino, but
was flounder eyes.
I feel like I waved off Breckenmeyer when it was proposed, but I'm kind of seeing it here in my extensive interactions with you in person.
I do typically just dress like I can't even remember anymore what the wrestler and what the guy from The Doors is anymore. I'm like John Morrison, Jim Morrison, which one's a wrestler like?
Well, Jim Morrison's The Doors and John Morrison, wrestler.
I typically dress like Jim Honestly. Morrison.
Oh, like
I would have made that same mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Invariably, the cops show up to break up the party.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, like cops don't do that.
Yeah.
We got some nice hits going on.
No, they're like. They, like, flew in there, like, it's like a drug bust.
Oh, my God, that's the guy from Seinfeld, Pocky, whatever, the guy that doesn't watch his hands. before he makes the pizza for Jerry.
Yep. Great ringer tea. Here we go.
Poppy's a little slow.
Oh, no.
Oh, there goes the yearbook.
No, you can't throw the yearbook in the pool. What are you doing?
I treasure my yearbook still.
Wow.
I took yearbook as a class, dude.
I did too.
For three years. Yearbook.
This poor girl's house is getting tripped.
Yeah, it's called publications, actually. There's a real, like, term for it.
I think it was called Publications when I, because like you had newspaper and you had your newspaper was for the super nerds. Like yearbook yearbook was for the slackers who didn't really want to do anything but still wanted to like get good grades in an easy class and do something fun.
He's gone. I will come back and it'll happen once again. You'll turn to a friend.
Blink 182.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. I guess they were around 98.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They got them. They got the nerd.
Well, they don't know it's their friend. They just know it's Mike Dexter. There.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's William.
Well, at least they got Mike Dexter, too. I mean, so it's not that all that bad. That's not just
this trust no one t-shirt. Fuck you, dude.
I guess this is growing up. Down.
Oh, my. Well, this is by Blink 182.
Yes.
Shermanator going to steal the cop car. Look.
Oh, you ever get
Silly Strings to the Eye? He's coming down the movie as Klepto Kid.
There we go.
Silly Strings to the Eye hurts, man. That's no joke.
Yeah, it does.
He got mace.
There's like vomit. This house is beyond disgusting.
It really is.
I'd be so pissed if this were my house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so cops really like don't just bust in with the lights and everything. Cops just drive by, and maybe like one cop will come out, lights off, be like, "Hey, you guys gotta like end this now." They don't like just come barging in right there. They gave me
at least where you lived.
Yeah. Now they give you like pre-warning too. Like,
oh, not where I lived.
We used to have
they
people,
weren't related
like,
to anyone.
They used to drive off the parkway to get us.
To be fair, you might have been trespassing in like an open barn and like, you know, someone was coming out. Like, there's a lot of kids in this
to
one
be
barn.
Fair, they may have been your parents.
They were. To be fair, it was like, how many of these kids at this party belong to us?
Yeah. My friend's dad had to go to he had to go to jail. Like, well, he spent like an hour.
He had to go to jail
because his daughter had an underage party and the cops were called. So
oh yeah, they will arrest take parents.
Jail. Yeah,
so, looks like Special K was done special soon.
Special K, all right, sign me up, dude.
Oh, and they're still trapped in the bathroom too, and the party's over.
Post-coital conversation here.
That's not going well, actually.
You like the flavor.
He turned back into a dick, basically.
You asshole.
Didn't everybody go to school, though, with a couple that was like this, where they, like, argued all the fucking time, they yelled at each other, but then, like, 2 days later, they'd be like, oh, baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you should that's so disgusting. Anymore.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's pissed.
Oh. Well, I hope that Kenny. I hope that Kenny grows up and gets to be the girl.
He's like, "What's your problem?"
You want to know my problem? I'll tell you my problem.
Look at my fucking house, you asshole!
Come on, you hosted the party. You know what you signed up for.
He's a little small for that truck.
Yeah,
honestly, this is more their movie than it is. Preston and
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they just have starred Seth Green in this, you know?
Yeah, it's weird that, I mean...
But, do you feel like all 90s, like, movies are like that, where the main character doesn't, like, really get, like, it's not about him, it's about, like, the other characters?
It's about the side character. And not to this extent, like.
Although, to be fair,
I don't know. I missed a lot of these movies.
Like, American Pie was all about Jim.
American Pie was all about Jim. It really was. And yeah. I mean, yeah, it was the four friends, but he was the.
But you got like
he was the
you
lead
got,
character.
I thought Kevin. I always thought Kevin was like the coolest one, you know, like because like Kevin, you felt sympathy for because he had the girlfriend.
At least. Felt no sympathy for Kevin. Kevin was an asshole.
Oh. Okay.
He did get blown in, like, the opening scene. So you're sort of like,
I think the problem with a lot of these 90 movies, talking about, like, whoever they set the main couple or the main character to be isn't always the one that all of the light goes on. I think it's because you have so many different stories going on in one story that it just happens.
But it's like so funny though, is that they focus all on Seth Green, really.
They really do.
Well, yeah, it's like you don't necessarily know which one is going to take off when you're just writing the script.
His head's going to be pounding.
Or in editing, for that matter. Like, they screen test, it worked better to show a lot of Seth Green, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They're more worried about you than anything else.
Because, like, by the way, Seth Green became the bigger movie star than Ethan Embry, probably between the time this movie was written and when it was released.
Oh my god, this cop is... wow, he saved him? Like...
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Made you drink. The cop is impressed.
He came clean, you know? This nerd kid got it good.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ever wake up in jail?
I had to go to jail for an hour and a half.
Because you blew a zero.
Yeah. That's another story, too. I got pulled over, and I got taken to jail, and then I blew a zero, but I still had to go to court about it.
So my parents purposely took my brother to jail once and locked him in there for about an hour.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
To, like, scare the shit out of him, basically. Yeah, they locked him in there when he was, like, 14. Yeah.
Oh, that's a little young, I feel. I feel like you need to hit him with that when it's really going to count. You know, when they're
brother has never gotten in trouble, as a matter of fact. Yeah, my brother has never gotten in trouble with the law, actually, ever. And... worked for the county jail for a really long time when he became an adult. So I say it did his job.
I guess so. Scared straight then. Mm-hmm. Success story.
Yeah, like, all those scared straight people just go back their ways. They just like lie about it and they're like, yeah, I changed 9 months later. No, I still haven't changed.
Poor Preston.
Kenny. Chester.
There, right? Go on.
Chester.
No, what cinematography here? Gorgeous shot.
The sun has just come up. Everybody's out all night.
On the Vegas Strip, here.
He finds out that she hooked up with Special K.
Kenny Fisher?
I mean, really, what is the... I mean, I'm not sure what my takeaway is supposed to be with... like 13 minutes left in this movie here.
There is, yes.
You guys a couple now?
I don't know. Can I come to your wedding?
She should be like,
this is such a weird movie. Like I have such mixed feelings about this movie.
She should be like, what the fuck were you doing all night, loser? Like,
I was stuck in a bathroom, motherfucker.
I thought we were friends. If nothing else, we're having a shitty time at this party. We can hang out and make fun of people. And
being jealous of the way you did, loser.
Sad sack dickhead just ditches her, basically.
She resorts to
hooking up with this Malibu's most wanted motherfucker.
Dr. Evil son.
This movie, Dr. Evil Son, yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm going to say this movie did its purpose. I'm like, you know, everyone has like a story, but again, like, it's that you don't really focus on the main character and the side characters get more action time.
Yeah, well, I mean this guy is such a...
It's really an ensemble piece, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Preston is Doug in The Hangover, you know? It's all about the other three and not him.
He's Doug and Nickelodeon's Doug, basically. He's just such a wet blanket. Nothing happening.
I love that show.
Skeeter was the cool character.
Yeah, Kenny could definitely be Skeeter. Like,
come on, Skeeter.
Like, hey, that'd be friend,
hey, Kenny. Quit being a pussy, man.
Oh god, I can't.
Why don't you just dick down Patty Mayonnaise already?
Just move on, man. YOLO. Y'all live once. Let's go. Hey, you big nose. I got a joint. Let's go.
I'm too old for these references.
Yeah, they should.
Why'd you hit it first?
They should at least shown him, like, at least attempting to have fun at the party.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't look so obsessive.
You're right. He didn't even try.
Yeah, he just.
So, Seth Green would have been in the middle of when he was on Buffy at this point, probably.
Yeah. He was being he was being Oz.
Yeah.
When did Buffy start? 96, 97?
1997?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds right.
And it went until like 2000, I believe.
A little bit longer. A little bit longer.
Nothing better than like diner breakfast after a night out.
97 to two, or he was only, maybe he was only on there for
Sure, yeah. He wasn't on it for too long.
Because he wasn't on there the entire time.
Oh,
no, Buffy may have gone until I graduated, so maybe 97 to 03, but he wasn't on there the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, now William comes to say thank you, and Mike's like, what?
Mike, no, bro, you're just a geek. I think he'll understand.
To Tim's point, it's like some definite, like, they slept together, like.
I'm like, telling you, this is.
I was like, what do you mean, man?
William went to Harvard, became one of the most popular students. Almost.
Come on.
So fucking Zuckerberg.
This is not where we have this right now. I have issues.
You have issues with William's story?
They totally fucked, and he totally tried to play it off.
Job at the car wash. There's some incriminating Polaroids.
So yeah, Mike basically.
I bet they did.
So he's basically like the guy from Just Friends, basically.
Yeah, you want some of this?
I'm not ready for this epilogue wrap up thing here with
right.
various characters. Like,
yeah,
I feel like we're just
5 minutes left.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
While things are still happening.
Denise dumped Kenny.
Oh,
the Skittles machine's not a gumball.
Dumb kid over here.
Fucking klepto.
I would have at least stolen the Runtz machine, not gum. 10 minutes later, they found a bathroom and we got back together.
Oh my god.
That's a... Okay. All right, newbie. I'll see what you're doing.
Hey, Doug, got some edibles. Like New York City or something?
Oh, I don't even know where this takes place. This is not New York City.
So not only did Preston not really complete his arc, like, it didn't even
get off the ground.
Oh, God, he's reading a book in
public. It's not over yet.
What's wrong with reading a book in public?
They always do it in movies to be like, they always do it in movies to be like, look how intellectual he is.
Oh, she found him.
I'm sorry. Remember, my inner film critic is coming out and saying this is not an earned moment right here. Not by a long shot.
It's like in the movie Rat Race where they're reading the book in the airport together.
That's exactly what it's like.
So there's actually, Tim, you'll appreciate this. There's an Instagram page called Hot Dudes Reading in Public.
Oh,
he can fuck
with
that.
It's damn amazing. It's like dudes on the subway or at the train station or on airplanes and like different places, and they're reading, and they're hot.
I would suggest that Preston is not one of them because he is not a hot dude.
He's cute.
Who's your HMH for this movie, Tim?
My what?
Who's your HMH for this movie?
Oh, man. I almost got to go to the nerd. The nerd who got over. Like, I would fuck that dude.
William?
Is that his name? I don't know what his name is. But
yeah, his name's William.
Yeah, I'd hit that.
You would bang Gerald Connell, Hong Kong?
I mean, it's not going to be Seth Green. It's not going to be Preston. I mean, Peter Fasinelli is okay in a general sense, I guess. But
yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, the nerd got over. I mean, he put in work. He put in work.
He earned it.
If you, if it were Ethan Embry now or Peter Facinelli now, I'd be like, yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Peter Facinelli now, sure. But Ethan Embry, I don't even know what Ethan Embry now looks like.
He's pretty cute.
Is he?
Preston, good luck.
Like I said, he's a very Steve Sanders situation in this movie. He's a 35-year-old playing an 18-year-old.
Have you watched any of Grace and Frankie?
I have not watched that.
Oh, okay. He plays one of the kids on Grace and Frankie. His name's Coyote.
So he's
he plays one of the kids. Is he a 40-year-old kid?
Well, they're adult kids. Yeah, they're Grace and Frankie are like adult, like my.
Yeah, because they're like 80, right?
Yeah. So they're like adult kids.
So he's 20 right here, Ethan Embry. I don't know.
He's literally the actor is literally 20 here.
Yep.
He was 20 poorly.
A lot of these movies, and even now, movies and shows that they're teenagers, they're actually adults.
A later train I can take. Oh my god! So this is a bad build-up, you know. Like,
Kenny's not an earned moment. Like I said, this is where we. What are we doing? They didn't interact at all throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. Preston got this girl. Like, Kenny and Denise's story of build-up was way better than this. Got on a train to Boston 7 hours later.
And they don't even make it like Kenny and Denise are like in love or anything, too.
Oh, because she dumped him and then, well, they found a bathroom.
Yeah.
Lame ass Dawson's Creek ending. What are we doing? I didn't even watch that show and I know it had a lame ass ending.
Yeah, that note. It's
I didn't
that
watch
note,
much
Tim.
Of it either, believe it or not.
Ah. So what'd you guys think of your first time?
I don't know. Like,
are we talking about the movie?
Or the podcast?
Oh, yeah. We got the nerd. We got to close up the nerd story here.
I give this movie a 6 or a 7.
What do you think of the limb work?
That's a solid C.
I was going to say that. Totally like. No-sold.
It's not a turd on a trampoline. But
it worked his ass off of that C.
I remember rating this movie much higher when it came out. I remember loving it. And now I'm like, what the actual fuck?
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
William, Charlie Corsmo. Apparently I'm fucking Charlie Corsmo in this movie.
Hey, Andy, can we, can we plug stuff for, you know, the place to be?
Sure, oh. Groody, what do you got coming up that you want to direct people towards?
Well, if you tune in on the North-South Connection podcast coming up soon, me and Jacob, I am his guest for the Ruthless Aggression podcast.
Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast.
Ruthlessly Aggressive, yeah.
We got to teach this kid.
Me and Jacob are going to be talking about...
One to look forward to. Yeah.
Me and Jacob are going to be talking about the May 6th Monday Night Raw from the Hartford Civic Center, which I was there for, and the Thursday Night SmackDown from Bridgeport, Connecticut, too.
You were at both shows?
Mm. Well, we did a review on both shows. I was not at both shows. I only got to pick one to go to.
Jason Segel with a watermelon.
It was either Raw with Stone Cold or SmackDown with Triple H. I was like, Raw with Stone Cold, yeah.
That was not a Kriskolian decision there. Miranda, what do you got? You got anything going on Geek and Sassy, Mom's a Nerd?
We should have a new Geek and Sassy here soon. I'm wondering if you haven't listened to the last one. It's quite a hoot. So it is NSFW. Eric, can't even say it right now. NSFW. So it's a little beyond E for explicit.
It's a little blue.
we venture down the world of our Chuck Tingle Tales.
Ooh.
And then I should have a pilot episode of Telly and T.
Oh.
Headed to the...
Ooh.
And soon.
You and I are getting together very soon.
We are.
With Steve Riddle, actually, making his debut on Pop Goes the Classics Disney. We're going to talk about Bambi, a classic animated film. Jacob, what do you got out there coming up you want to direct people to?
I'm doing the podcast with Greeny, like you said. And other than that, I do a PTB NXT with Tim. And I do a TNA podcast with Logan. Check it out.
All right. Tim, what do you got going on?
Well, I do an NXT podcast with Jacob and Jennifer Smith. Look for that on the Place B Nation wrestling feed, of course. And in addition, also on the Place B Nation wrestling feed, I am one third of Talking WCW, that again with Jennifer Smith and our dear friend Greg Phillips, our most recent episode looking at three matches from the WCW resume of one Bill Goldberg. And we've gotten high marks on this episode, so I take that to mean we've done a good job. It was a lot of fun to do, so look for Talking WCW on PlayStation Nation Wrestling on the Jenny Position podcast, which apparently, that Miranda and I are having to plug here in absentia from the host herself, Jennifer Smith. I have Talking Pop with Jenny, and our most recent guest, also in absentia, was supposed to be on this live watch here of Laugh and Fear. That is Calvin Crowell. My, what a journey we took learning about the life of Calvin Crowell on Talking Pop. He is a fascinating individual and left me breathless at many points.
Continues so look for that episode. Fascinating.
Until you get to the Groony episode.
Oh. Well, that's going to leave us speechless also, I'm sure. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But and for those of you who don't know, Calvin was supposed to join us, but a car crashed into a telephone pole and he lost all phone communication service.
Yeah, so we will we have not received any further dispatches from Calvin since that incident, but we understand he's okay. We're all still looking for him.
He's okay. He just lost power. That's really
he's okay.
We're just gonna say he's okay. He's just probably pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he turned in a fantastic episode, a fantastic guest on Talking Pop. Please look for that on the Jenny Position. And don't forget the Journey Through Infinity. Myself, Jennifer, and Justin Rosero and Scott Criscolo going through chronologically all of the films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are up through. Our most recent episode was Captain America, the Winter Soldier, a favorite of many people, ourselves included. We're going to be talking Guardians of the Galaxy imminently. I know. God, we're going through a pretty strong stretch of films here. And yeah, in the next few days, you can look for that Guardians episode to drop pretty soon, Journey Through Infinity, on the Jenny Position.
Honestly, listen to anything on the Jenny Position because she's not here to plug herself.
I know. Thank you.
Listen to all of the Jenny Position. Listen to all of Place to Be Nation, pop, and wrestling, if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. Listen to all the things, people!
All right.
Listen to all the things, yes.
Yes. Twitter, Instagram, what do you follow? People follow you, Tim? Psych6, is that whatever it's called?
Psych6, yes, no. It is...
That was close.
Thank you for that enthusiastic and accurate on Twitter. Yeah, what's the thing called? Psych6, follow Tim. In your defense,
it's almost 1 o'clock.
I've not been incredibly active on Twitter here in recent Weeks, but if you want to follow me and see none of my content, I am at Cyke68, Cyke68 on Twitter. Maybe I'll start to step it back up. I don't know. I took a little bit of a social media hiatus because the world can suck diarrhea donkey shit.
On a trampoline.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
As for me, over on the wrestling feed, should be out hopefully by the time you hear this, the latest episode of Evolution. The Godfather, Nate Milton, and I went down and through the career of Sting. So that was tremendous. It's a bit of a journey, but
we had a
great time over here on the
Sting's the best though. Come on,
He's awesome. I mean,
like, I feel like he had besides like if Hogan going bad guy, Sting had the best from surfer dude to darkness. That's the best transformation, you know. That's all I have to say about that.
No, it was incredible. And Nate, you know, that's Nate's guy, so that's why he's on the show. Anyway, here on the Pop feed, the latest regular Laughing Theater is out. That is myself and Lee Elias from Geeks Who Like Sports. We watched Back to the Future. Tremendous movie, tremendous show. I got more episodes in the work, you know, Grooney's going to be on somewhere. We got to get Jacob on, you know, and Tim and Miranda have both been on at least twice each.
Sure. So, talking bird movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking bird, yeah.
It's not a bird movie.
And like I said, Pop Goes to Classics. We have all kinds of other stuff. Blockbuster Rewind, the first episode's up. Tim, you were a guest on that show. That's me, Scott Shiflett, and Eric Eels. We talked about Jaws.
Talking shark movies.
Shark. Tim finally got to speak as much as he wanted to about Jaws the Revenge.
It was a dream come true. It was one of my favorite podcasts ever, I have to say.
That's what we make happen here at Placement Nation. We make dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
And as the aforementioned Jennifer Smith, she will be the guest on the next episode where we're going to talk some of the disaster movies from 1998, Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Oh, that's a great! You're just doing it right off the bat.
Podcast. Well, that was Scott's pick because he, you know, we're rotating around, and we're also going to probably talk a little Melancholia and Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Basically, any movie.
Melancholia.
Any movie where something
the
large
world ends.
Is going to destroy the earth. So that's kind of what we're going for. I'm really proud of the first episode. I thought it came out tremendous. I mean, these guys are off to a great start. And, looking forward to sitting down with them monthly and talking about my favorite kind of movie, a blockbuster. And also, don't forget, check out PlaceMination.com.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. All kinds. Like I said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, Tim. I told you.
Thank you.
That's a little pop for cheap for the Journey Through Infinity, which is a tremendous show that you guys do every episode. But also on our social media pages, the Greatest Song from a Movie Tournament is going strong. We're, you know, almost through the second of eight first round brackets. You guys want to do a few picks quickly? I'm looking through here what's going up tomorrow. We got a lot of older stuff going up, but we got Xanadu. Living in John from the aforementioned Xanadu, going up against Across 110th Street by Bobby Womack from Jackie Brown.
Wow.
I have to go Xanadu.
Here's the thing.
I have to go Xanadu or Elmo.
You get into, and this is going to be the problem. Not the problem, but the challenge of this tournament is comparing quality of the song against quality of the film. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or the
it's
importance.
Like, there have been some great songs and some shitty as fuck movies, and there's been some great movies with shitty as fuck songs. So
I will say that the one that goes together is that Life is a Happy Thought or whatever with the Muppets. You know that whatever that song is by the Muppets, it just fits together really.
Yeah, that's kind of look. It was hard to find movies, the songs that are just for movies. I you know, it would have been a stretch, so we had to incorporate songs that had well-known scenes or well-known themes and the importance
of,
you know, look, we have, you guys are going to do Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, Come and Get Your Love. That is a tremendous scene because it just, through that song, you basically learn who Peter Quill is, the way he acts.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, there are great songs for any occasion, but does it really fit the movie? Mm-hmm. And in Guardians, you're going to see a lot of examples of, here's a soundtrack that really fits the movie, even though these were not songs produced to the movie itself. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that's your gold standard. Like, these are sort of your tiers. Like, it's an existing song, but it really fits the movie. That's going to get high marks. But here's a song that was produced specifically for the movie. I'm thinking, like, maybe Ghostbusters is my measuring stick there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Footloose.
And it's, like, it's a great song, and it's produced for the movie, and it just works so well. It's, like, you have to keep all these different X factors in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm going to sneak ahead a little bit. Like, you know, we have Power of Love from Back to the Future. It's going up against Faith by Stevie Wonder and Ariana Grande from Sing. That's going to be it's going to get beat up. But then we got, like, Maniac from Flashdance going up against Highway to Hell from Iron Man 2.
It's going to be so many clashes of sensibilities and philosophies here and approaches and a great tournament.
Yeah, stuff like, Hearts on Fire from Rocky IV going up against Bittersweet Symphony from Cruel Intentions. Because that is perfect for the end of that movie.
To my point, an existing song, but deployed to such
Song and, like, versus movie, you know, like, which movie?
Yes,
which
deployed to such great effect in the film, even though it wasn't made for the, oh, God, I can't stand it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm getting cursed out left and right.
That's going to be close or that's going to be a blowout either way.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a Cruel Intentions podcast somehow. I don't think it qualifies for laughing, although you can laugh at the movie. It's not a comedy. So
no. Mm-mm.
We could just call it a pop special.
Like Karate Kid
too.
You can laugh, but it's not.
Go for Karate Kid 3 for that matter.
Yeah,
Here's another good one. Go the Distance from Hercules versus You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates. The movie we decided to put in, 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, come on.
Because,
man,
we could have put The Wedding Singer.
So many mixed feelings there. This is what this tournament is going to do. It's going to make you confront all of these feelings.
Like, that's how you know from Enchanted versus How Do I Live from Con Air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a head-on question from here.
Yeah, it's
good. I just feel like so many people are going to come into it with bad faith. They're just going to say, I'm going to vote for my favorite song. Like, which song do I like better? That's what I'm going to vote for. And that's such a troglodyte way of looking at what this tournament is. You know, like, come on. Delve a little deeper, folks. Do better. That's what I challenge you to do.
There we go. One last one. Love Me Like You Do from 50 Shades of Grey versus Cruel Summer from The Karate Kid.
Good Lord.
I've never actually watched any of the 50 Shades of Grey movies, but I've read all of the books.
Oh.
So I have no, like, attachment to that when you said it.
I was going to say, if you said the other one where you didn't watch in the Karate Kid movie, hang up the phone.
All right, here we go.
I've seen all of them.
Here we go. Wait.
Good.
Here, Kiss from a Rose from Batman Forever.
Yes.
Not a great movie, but it's such a memorable movie.
You set your face. It's a good
movie. I didn't say I hate it. It's a super memorable movie.
All right, wait,
it's a big movie.
It's going up against Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King.
Oh, you know.
Are you kidding me? How can you do this? How can you do this?
That's the randomizer,
like the junk food tournament all over again.
That's terrorism. That's terrorism, right there. It's domestic terrorism.
Yeah. The SWAT team better be coming for that.
Kiss from a Rose was inescapable in 1995. Yeah. Come on.
Actually,
but so was Ken.
Yes.
I don't know how you can do this.
I can't.
You're killing me here.
I know. Mm-hmm. I kind of get a little I do kind of, laugh whenever.
This should be like a quarter or a semifinals, and this is like, this is in the early goings of this tournament. I mean,
Do you know how long it would take me to see this tournament if I was to do it that way?
No, I understand. I understand. This just speaks. It just speaks to the efficacy of the tournament itself. I mean.
How do you really build the bracket, Andy, and like determine like who goes up against what? How does that all come together, really?
Well, basically,
that's a good question.
We have 512 songs. There's eight brackets of 64. So what I did was I found the strongest, in my opinion, strongest 32 songs, and I put them in the corners of every bracket, and then all the other songs were randomized. And then so sometimes You see a matchup, and that's just how it worked out. Two songs from Dirty Dancing went up against each other in the first round. That's just the way it comes out. I mean,
Did Savio Vega get them all from a hat? Did he pick out all the names?
No, I actually had Quang do it.
Just
a girl from Captain Marvel is going to go up against Lovefool from Romeo and Juliet. That's another matchup we got to look forward to.
Another great example. Mm-hmm. Just a girl, but from Captain Marvel. So you have to keep in mind the big
movie versus song.
The entire package.
Yes, rolling with the homies.
Yeah, it comes as a package. You're saying it's part of the process here.
We got rolling with the homies from Clueless.
I also kind of voted on better movies.
Versus It Must Have Been Love.
No, you can't do that. You have to take the entire package in consideration.
Our new word.
You have to look at it artistically.
So yeah,
holistically.
So that's the kind of fun stuff that you have to look forward to in this tournament. That's going to take a few months.
I was going to say,
so is this podcast to finish is going to take a few months.
In all seriousness, though, I was having trouble with the Google Doc, and the one song I really wanted to make it in there, I don't think it did, and I was bummed.
What was that?
What song?
It was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
It's in there.
Did it make it? Yes!
It's in there.
Wait, what movie? What movie?
She's All That.
Yeah, She's All That with Rachel Lee Cook.
It's gonna.
We just watch that? Oh no, we watched Can't Hardly Wait.
It's got a tough matchup though.
I thought those were the same movie. I'm sorry.
Miranda. Oh God, what did you pair it against?
Oh, you're gonna yell at me. It's going up against The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
What the fuck, Andy?
The Climb. Is The Climb? I don't even know what that is.
It's The Climb.
It's gonna be the trail.
I can't say. I'm always
What movie are we talking about? Okay, I don't know the song, but I know the movie. What movie is The Climb?
The Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, nobody knows that. Come on, that's teeny bopper bullshit.
Tim, you will not disrespect Goofy movie like that. I will not.
Goofy movie?
We're not talking about Goofy movie.
What does Hannah Montana got to do with the Goofy movie? What are we?
No, I thought you said teeny bop shit like Goofy movie was teeny bop shit.
No, I'm talking about Hannah Montana.
Andy, if he had Tevin Campbell from a Goofy movie.
Got some power line in there.
Yeah, that's not bad. Power line. Yeah. Andy, do you have power line?
I don't even know what that is.
God.
What are we doing?
All right, so what are we doing? We're going to say goodnight. I want to thank Tim, Miranda, Jacob, and Gruny for joining us tonight on Laughing Theater Special. Y'all take care. See you on the next one.
I can talk about something more.
Okay. Oh God.